Want more Jono and Rach?
And I've got a bit of news.
You do. Let everyone know.
Well, after 5.5 years of doing the Hit FM breakfast show, I am going to be leaving.
Yeah.
This is my last week.
I know. I'm really upset about this.
Yeah. Look, it was a tough decision to make, but I just feel I need a change, and I'm going to be heading down to where my family are in Sydney and seeing how things go down there. But, I'm looking forward to this week, you know, just enjoying doing this as I've always enjoyed doing it and, saying goodbye to people and, that's going to be it. So Friday of this week will be my final show.
Yeah, it's going to be a really big loss having you. I know a lot of people have listened to you for a long time and you feel like, you know, you've become a part of the community and you definitely will be missed, especially the Hit FM team. Especially myself, you've done a lot for me and you've taught me a lot and I'm going to be really, really sad to see you go.
Well, I've loved being here. It's been the best experience being in Mackay. Like, the friends I've made and all that kind of stuff, it's been great. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult, no doubt, but, sometimes you just need change in life and
absolutely
to mix things up. And
good on you for taking that step. And I think, as we've discussed before, as you get older, it is nicer to be closer to your family and that sort of thing.
That's
and
a big thing.
So you'll be going back to Miss Sutherland, the little cutie,
who I'm
sure would be very excited to see you.
She is excited. She's pleased about it. But it'll be business as usual until then. But you go. That's my news.
Well, you'll be certainly missed. We all love you here, John.
Thanks, Rach. We've got Katie on the line. What's going on, Katie?
You've just ruined my life, Jono. I've just got in the car to take my someone pregnant or you were getting married, but no, you're abandoning us.
I know.
Yeah, we actually, Rach put up a post on our Facebook page yesterday saying, this guy's got some news, and most people have written, he's got a girlfriend. Like that would be something I'd build up over days to announce that, it was such shocking news. That is a thing.
You
but
have
that's
got a
yeah,
but
that's not the news. Yeah, that I was.
Oh, you'll be
break.
Missed, Jono.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, Katie. I appreciate that.
My 9-year-old son was like, "We just lost Hamish and Andy, and now we're losing Jono."
No.
So you're up there with them.
Well, I don't know about that, but
I
really appreciate you saying that, Katie. I'm going to miss Mackay a lot, no doubt about it, and I will be back from time to time, but. Yeah, it's just a change that I felt I needed, you know? Thank you. Thank you, Katie. Hi there, Terry. What's going on?
Hey, Hollywood. Just heard the news, mate. Want to wish you all the best, mate. You'll be a big loss to Mackay and a big gain to Sydney.
Oh, I appreciate
absolutely
that, Terry. Thank you very much, mate.
Definitely.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to be doing down there, to be honest, but, hopefully something works out.
You'll be fine,
Been a bit of pleasure meeting you through soccer and also you're travelling with the radio and you're going to be a big loss, but we'll keep in touch.
You're a good man, Terry. Really appreciate that, mate.
Yes, Jono.
And our resident tight ass Rach loves a good special.
I take you to the grocery shop. I tell you how to save a buck. Go ahead, girl, don't you shop till you hear Rach's specials. But
what do you got for us?
This morning, I have got something for people who like a bit of online shopping. There is a program called Honey, which you can download to your computer. So you go to joinhoney.com, download the program to your computer, and anytime you are buying something online, just say you're on Nike, you put your shoes in the cart, you go to the checkout, and you click on the little icon, which will then show up on your computer, and it'll automatically register any specials that are out there at all for that brand.
So it's like you have all the shopper dockets in the world.
Yes.
At your disposal.
Just at the click of a button, it's super easy to do, and whatever's available out there discount wise, it'll be applied straight to your cart, and then you can just go and check out. How good
Honey
is that?
Honey, you call
Honey
it.
Honey, it's called joinhoney.com. Get onto the website, download it, and start the savings.
How much money do you spend in your mission to find savings?
Look, I've got to test out all the bargains, I call it research, not money spending. Call it research.
Despite the savings, wouldn't that get a bit expensive?
Look, I'm hoping that it's going to be tax deductible this year.
Yeah,
hopefully.
All right,
fingers crossed.
Good luck with that. Rach, we took it to the phones just, was it last week, to vote that no, we would not be talking about Christmas before December 1st. That didn't stop you from decorating this studio head to toe in Christmassy stuff. It looks like Christmas spewed all over the place.
It's beautiful in here.
And now you want to give me a gift.
Yeah, look, I know you're not a fan of me talking about Christmas, but I thought, hey, if I give you a Christmas gift, you'd probably be a bit keen about that.
Look, I will make an exception.
Right.
If you're willing to just give me a gift.
Yeah, I'm giving you a gift.
Then we can acknowledge Christmas before December 1.
The thing is, with this gift, there's terms and conditions. So the terms and conditions of you receiving this gift is you must wear whatever is inside.
Well, I mean, come on.
Look, whatever, it's just like it a online, male. It's a proper gift. Like, it's a full-on gift.
Okay, but what if it's just like a G-string?
No, it's not. I don't need to see you in a G-string.
Well,
so it's fine.
I don't know.
It's not that.
Sometimes I wonder.
It's not that. All right.
So is it not going to be revealing?
It's
in
not
any way?
Revealing.
Or
I promise. Just,
or stupid.
It's not revealing. No,
it's fine.
It's you can wear it down the street. You'll be right. But you've got to promise to wear it if I give you this gift. Okay.
When do I have to wear it?
Like now. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm curious now.
All right.
So, well, all right. Come
here
on.
Here you go. Merry Christmas, John. Merry Christmas. Don't drop it on the desk.
There it's a big we box, go. Isn't it?
It is big. All right. The moment of truth. He's opened it up.
What is it?
What do you think?
Well, I can't work out what it is first. There's lots to it.
So those are the pants. Those are the pants.
I know what this is. This is one of those Christmas suits.
It's a Christmas suit! It's a full-on green, white and red Christmas suit.
This is the one that looks like a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, but it's actually a suit.
You know, I actually really like these suits.
Really?
And I wanted to get one, but I wouldn't wear it now.
Well, what do you mean you wouldn't wear it now?
It's November 12.
Oh, doesn't matter.
Walking around in a Christmas suit in November.
Look, I sort of had an inkling, and it comes with a tie. Look, get a full Christmas suit with a tie.
Oh, I know what it looks like. I've looked into these.
Yeah,
before.
You have this told me about it. So I thought I'd get you one. I thought I'd be, you wanted one of these last year. So
can we not just stop the Christmas? Can we not just stop the Christmas until December 1?
Anyway,
this is great.
Let's go to this song by Liam Payne so you can get changed into your Christmas outfit.
Got to wear a suit in summer as well.
It's freezing in here, let's face it. The aircon's on high.
As soon as I step outside, though.
Binge watched a show on Sunday. Sinner 2 has come out. So, you know how there was Sinner season 1?
Obviously not.
Oh,
I've got a blank look on my face.
All right, well, Sinner season 1, first of all, for you, but just released has Sinner season 2, which is great and definitely binge-watchy.
There's not enough hours in the day to get through binge-watching all these shows I'm supposed to be watching. I'm watching Bodyguard at the moment. I'm loving that.
Yeah, I didn't get into that.
What?
No.
Oh, you've got problems.
No.
Really?
No, I didn't get into Bodyguard. Tried to watch it. Watched the first episode. That was interesting. And the second one, I sort of was like, meh. Not interested.
What's Sinner about?
Sinner, well, the first one is about a woman who commits a crime and then she doesn't know why she committed it and she doesn't know why she killed this person, and it like goes back in through her brain to figure out, and this investigator investigates why she did it.
Why she did it herself?
Yeah, why she killed that particular person.
She can't remember.
No, she can't remember. She can't remember.
Oh.
And then this one is a similar sort of thing, except we're trying to figure out why he killed this person, but I think he knows why he did it. So, yeah, it's really interesting. It's like a what happened, like who done it type thing.
Because he knows he done it. He doesn't know why he done it.
Well, he knows he done it. We need to find out why he done it.
He doesn't even know why he done it.
No, he knows.
Oh, he does know.
The girl didn't know in season 1.
Oh,
she didn't.
I'm confused. I'm not watching it.
No, watch it.
Sounds too confusing for me.
I recommend.
Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.